Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have a very special guest in studio, Heather Kalachi from Atlantic City. Heather, you're very welcome. Did you bring loads of cash for us?
Not cash, maybe saltwater taffy.
Great. Happy You're paying me in taffy. Okay, great. I loved that, by the way. So, Heather, Atlantic City, people say it's like Las Vegas on the sea, but I was there a few months ago and I absolutely loved it. It was really, it was beyond my expectation, I have to say. And I love the location. It's kind of unique, really, I guess, in the world. And of course, you have the longest boardwalk. We all know the program, Boardwalk Empire. You've the longest boardwalk, the oldest boardwalk. You've the big wheels. You've got all the tick box items there, really, don't you?
Absolutely. 9 casinos, 6 of them on the water. You can't beat the views. Always amazing weather, no matter what time of year it is. And of course, the oldest and longest boardwalk in the Northeast.
Yeah, and that's really interesting because, I mean, you've got all that sort of, you know, the stuff that you see in the programs and on TV, it's all there. I mean, it's all, and you really feel almost like, sometimes you feel like you're going back in time sort of thing. It's got that great traditional sort of tourism feel to it.
People say that they remember Atlantic City from all the times they were in with their grandparents when they were young, and then they bring their kids, and it just seems to be an amazing tradition for everyone. And you're right, we do have everything. We have gaming. We're a 24-hour city. You will not go hungry. If you don't want to sleep, you don't have to. There's plenty to do. We are the East Coast premier entertainment district. You want to see a show? We have it.
I know. I was going to bed early one night and I got dragged out by a very naughty cameraman. And we went to Hard Rock Hotel and there was this fabulous band, Stream Against the Sky or something. But they were brilliant. It was like rock. And then it went on for eight. But it was really great. And the atmosphere and the vibe, it was brilliant. I mean, the other stuff that goes on, I mean, of course, the gaming is a huge attraction. And I enjoyed my little flirt as well. It was great fun. But I mean, I really loved the dolphin cruise, you know, sitting with you, having a few sundowners, you know, down by the coast there. Like, there's a lot of things to it that I didn't kind of know about. And from the cruise, you kind of see, you get a lovely perspective. Going up on the big wheel, that was great. I loved that, you know, the views from there as well. The beach is lovely. Resorts Casino, like, you know, it's the real deal. It's like, I loved it. I was really immersed in the whole experience.
It is amazing. I mean, Resorts was our first casino ever, opening in 1976. So you have a feel of nostalgia at Resorts, but they're amazing because they're Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. So you have that island vibe as well. And people don't really know that Atlantic City is an island. Because we're an island, we have amazing, amazing water sports, parasailing, kayaking. We have water skiing, jet skiing, and of course, deep sea fishing, back bay fishing. You name it, we have it. If you'd like to learn to surf, which you didn't get a chance to do this time around, you can go to our surfing school on the beach.
I'll be back. Listen, you brought me to something. A guy I've always loved and admired was Anthony Bourdain, of course. And you have the Anthony Bourdain food trail in New Jersey. He was from there, from Hoboken. And the second oldest restaurant, was it in Atlantic City?
It was, the Knife and Fork Inn.
Oh, now that's a really great place. I loved it. I mean, I think the owner there, is it Margaret?
It was Maureen.
Maureen, sorry. She had an Irish name. And
Shay.
Yeah, and she was such a lovely lady. But the food, we tried a lot of different stuff, and the wine, it was just gorgeous. And again, it's like you a little bit go back in time there as well, don't you?
You really do. They've kept the restaurant how it used to be during Prohibition. You still have a ladies' entrance, a gentleman's entrance. Where we were sitting, there's still doorbells that you could ring in case the police were coming in and, you know, searching the place for contraband. It is amazing because we fish our water. So it's really, you fish in the water, shrimp, lobster, crab, fish of any choice, onto the table and it's right there in front of you. It's truly an amazing historical restaurant.
Lobster rolls, guys, you got to try them. It was really, it's a great way to eat lobster. I loved it. Steaks there, they have a lovely menu as well. It's kind of a lot of food that I really love. And the desserts, like, oh my God, like gorgeous. Really, I can see why he loved it, you know, on his food trail. That was really nice. And I think as well, Heather, for people like, you know, that wouldn't have gone there before, great shopping.
Absolutely. So in New Jersey, of course, is tax-free on shopping for clothes and shoes. We have over 100 outlets in the middle of the city within walking distance.
100 outlets.
100.
I only got to like two, right? Because we were kind of running around. But I mean, you could spend like a week there.
Come with an empty suitcase. That's what I always tell everyone. Because not only do we have shopping in the middle of the city, but we have shopping on the boardwalk. All the casinos and hotels have shopping. So if that is the thing that you love to do, you will not be disappointed in Atlantic City.
We talked about resorts there, but you've all different accommodation options for people, don't you? Like, you go across all budgets as well.
We absolutely do. We have about 17,000 room products in Atlantic City, 9 casino resorts, but then we also have Sheraton's, Marriott's, Courtyards, Wyndham. We also have some beautiful boutique hotels. 2 in particular that I'd like to mention quickly. One is the Showboat. They just opened the largest indoor-outdoor water park in North America. They also are home to an amazing arcade. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults as well. The other one is the Claridge, which is on our National Historic Register. And not only do they have the only rooftop bar in Atlantic City with amazing views, but they also are opening up the first ever cannabis lounge, which that is legal in New Jersey.
Wow, America is so diverse.
Absolutely.
So Atlantic City is pretty liberal then.
We absolutely are. I mean, I have to say that not only that, but we used to have a law that you couldn't walk around with cocktails on the beach and boardwalk. After COVID, it became law that you're able to walk wherever you'd like. So you can go on the beach and have a cocktail, you can stroll the boardwalk. Or, like myself, if you'd like to go to several bars, you're able to do that.
Now, you took me to an amazing bar and there was a local drink, which you must tell me the name of, with the nachos.
That would be the Landshark Bar, Jimmy Buffett's Landshark Bar. It's the only beach bar that's open all year round.
Wow. And what was it, the Landshark beer? What did I have? The Landshark cocktail?
You had the Loaded Landshark, which is actually Jimmy Buffett's Landshark beer and a shot of lime tequila.
Yeah, that was really brilliant. And the nachos were like America, all with the amazing food. It was really cool. That was brilliant.
And for us, when we thought we weren't hungry, we surely demolished that whole pile, didn't we?
Yeah, no, it was great. And that was just the snack before knife and fork, I think. So food, of course, is just, you know, it's a great treat, I guess, when you go to America, because, you know, you were saying you're an island, so you have all that gorgeous seafood. I mean, fish tacos. I had, you know, really, really good stuff. I loved it, and the flavors were great. And I did mention to you earlier, you know, you did bring me for the best Bloody Mary that I've kind of ever. I thought it was on British Airways once when I was flying business class, like, but no, it's now the bar. What's the name of that bar?
That would be the Back Bay Ale House, and it's located in Gardner's Basin. And that is where the fishing boats leave from, the clam boats, and of course our dolphin cruise leaves from there as well.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's great. I mean, Jeff was telling me he paid the dolphins to follow me from Cape
May.
He did.
They can be bribed.
Yeah, no, it was great. They were really, really performing strongly. It was brilliant. So Heather, in terms of accessibility, you actually have great accessibility from Dublin here. You've got Philadelphia and you've got Newark.
Absolutely. Newark is 2 hours from Atlantic City. Philadelphia is only an hour, but they both come straight in. We have the Garden State Parkway, which goes from Atlantic City to Newark, or we have the Atlantic City Expressway from Philadelphia to Atlantic City. Super easy.
Yeah, that's great. With Aer Lingus, you can go in and out of Newark. You've got United as well, and Aer Lingus Philadelphia. So you can even do into Newark, do Atlantic City, do Philly, and fly home.
Absolutely.
Nice mix, yeah. So for people that haven't been before, how many days would you say, Heather, you know, ideally, I know you're going to say like a month, right?
But a year, forever. No, I'm just kidding. I would say for Atlantic City, 3 nights and 4 days would be really good, especially in season, which is May through September. Anybody that comes after September, the water is still warm. It'll be amazing right up until November. So I would say that for value season, it would be September through March.
Okay, brilliant. So Heather, tell us, what is a good website to go to for all things Atlantic City, and what travel agents are good?
We have an amazing website. It's visitatlanticcity.com. And please check out Click and Go. They have amazing packages for Atlantic City, and we love them.
Great, great, super. Well, listen, Heather, thanks a million for talking to me today, and thanks for being a guest on Travel Talk.
Thank you. Take care.
Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.